USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Waukesha Christmas Parade murder suspect Daryl Brooks Jr. made bail twice in Wisconsin this year, despite having a warrant out of Nevada for a sex offense after getting a 15-year-old pregnant. Two separate Wisconsin judges freed him on low-cost bail. Five people were killed, four dozen injured, when it's alleged Mr. Brooks took to the parade on Sunday. Waukesha District Attorney Susan Opper planned to bring formal homicide charges Tuesday afternoon to Mr. Brooks. President Biden said the Department of Energy will release 50 million barrels of oil held in the United States Strategic Petroleum Reserve as Americans pay more for gas now than they have in years. Biden also said China, India, Japan, the Republic of Korea, and the United Kingdom will tap their reserves too. The 56-year-old daughter of Malcolm X, Malika Shahbaz, was found dead Monday in her Brooklyn, New York home. WABC-TV is reporting the death did not appear to be suspicious. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined
at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Australia is taking drastic actions to fight COVID-19.
The Australian Army has begun forcibly removing residents in the Northern Territories to the Howard Springs quarantine camp located in Darwin after nine new COVID-19 cases were identified in the community of Binjari. Residents of Binjari and Rockhole no longer have the five reasons to leave their homes, said Northern Territory Chief Minister Michael Gunner.
It's highly likely that more residents will be transferred to Howard Springs today, either as positive cases or close contacts. We've already identified 38 close contacts in Binjari, and that number will go up. Those 38 are being transferred now.
The move comes after hard lockdowns were instituted in the communities of both Binjari and nearby Rockhole on Saturday night. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the New York Giants 30-10 in Monday Night Football's national broadcast. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
With China's overreach in international waters of the China Sea, they have incorporated new tactics. Paul Boardman, chairman of Decouple China PAC, has been focused on the issue and gives USA Radio News an exclusive of the details.
China appears to be upping its regional bullying and abuse of neighboring states to enforce its illegal claim of 80% of the South China Sea. Very likely a negotiating tool for this week's China-Uzun conference, where China is demanding a new code of conduct that supports their claim to control the South China Sea. Curiously, Monday, Chinese President Xi Jinping told leaders of the 10-country Association of Southeast Asian Nations, Uzun, that Beijing would not bully its smaller neighbors amid rising tensions over the South China Sea. Last Thursday, the Philippines condemned in strongest terms actions of three Chinese Coast Guard vessels that it said blocked and used water cannon on resupply boats headed toward a Philippine-occupied atoll in the South China Sea. The incident came days after President Joe Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping held a 3.5-hour virtual meeting. The United States on Friday called Chinese actions in using water cannon against Philippine resupply boats in the South China Sea dangerous, provocative, and unjustified, and warned that an armed attack on Philippine vessels would invoke U.S. mutual defense commitments. The Philippines defense chief said on Sunday a military resupply mission for the country's troops stationed on an atoll in the South China Sea will resume this week after it was aborted last week when it was blocked by the Chinese Coast Guard.
Thank you, Paul. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.